Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a Thursday morning. You're hanging out in the break. We're brought to you just classic rock.
What's the matter, man?
What was that?
I didn't swallow my spit before I started talking, and then it got in my throat. You know how that goes. Yeah, but I can't swallow while I'm talking.
That's a first.
How's it going, buddy? Good, buddy. What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
It is 63 degrees right now, which is nice.
Yeah.
But the heat really starts today. High of 84. Tomorrow, that becomes a high of 85. Saturday, that becomes a high of 87. Sunday, that becomes a high of 90. Monday, that becomes a high of 91.
Ooh.
And if you are headed out to the Bills game, 1 o'clock on Saturday, bring yourself a bucket hat and some sunscreen. This is going to be a hot one.
So is this a regular preseason game?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, Kimmy, yes, he said it like a man that doesn't watch football, but I understand where he was coming from.
Well, I don't know, scrimmage.
Is this a regular season preseason game?
I don't know.
Is this a preseason of the regular season?
I know it's coming up.
Is this a game that is pre of the regular?
It doesn't count.
It does not count, no. But
so one of the non-counters.
Brian Daboll, former Bills offensive coordinator, coming back with the Giants.
Ooh, they suck.
And it'll be the last time we see Brian Daboll as the head coach facing the Buffalo Bills.
Probably.
Do you think they're going to gas him?
Oh, he's done. They should have gassed him at the end of last year. But we'll get more into that later here.
Dayball's gas.
I meant more the game.
Gotcha.
The pre of the regular season games. Because Kimmy, Tommy comes in this morning.
Yeah.
He's all fired up, right? Because, you know, every once in a while, work is a nice break from real life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because you and your wife, you had a situation last night.
Yes. Yeah, so I was asking her if she's seen an email we've been looking for coming in. And she said, no, I haven't seen it yet. And I said, well, did you check the junk? Because sometimes it pops in there. Because now I don't normally look at that.
So you mean like the junk mail
folder? Yeah, that folder. Right?
Okay.
So I said, do you ever look at it? And she goes, no. So do you ever clean it out? She goes, no. So I go, you've had this computer for like 4 years, 3 years. It's got to be endless, the amount of junk that's in there.
Okay.
Junk mail?
But yeah, in those folders. I said, why don't you just.
Can I time out?
Yeah. But,
do you think that when you get rid of a computer, that all your junk mail goes away?
I don't know what it does, but just get it out of there. No, because I'm not really even sure
what he's referring to. Do you mean like the recycling bin thing in the computer?
Yeah, just trash it out, man.
Or your email.
No, he means the email junk mail.
Okay, yes. That's what I thought. Yeah. Like where the spam
like an email,
goes.
Yeah, just get rid of it. So, okay. But no, so I go downstairs, I hear her bussing.
Yeah.
Like, what's the matter? She goes, I can't find anything now. Like, what happened? It's all gone. What'd you do? So she goes, I don't know. You told me to get rid of it, and now it's not here. And I can't find everything I'm trying to find right now. And I got important documents I have, and I have doctor's appointments, and I can't find any of it.
So she
it's all gone.
So she took your advice, and it blew up in her
face. But it's like my fault.
Well, it's not your fault that she did the thing you said to do.
I just said get rid of it. I didn't say get rid of everything.
You said get rid of it.
Specific. Yeah, just regular it.
What are you talking about?
Don't get rid of it. All of it. Obviously, you keep the stuff you need.
No, you said get rid of it.
Every little, like, if you know there's something important in there, yeah, don't get rid of that.
Why didn't you say get rid of the stuff you don't need?
Oh, I thought it was implied. Why is that my fault?
Because she did exactly.
I'm
what?
Surprised, I guess, that you decided to offer email advice.
Well, because she couldn't.
As a man who can rarely log into his email.
But I get rid of all my stuff.
But you're all of a sudden an expert.
No, Kimmy, I mean, you heard.
I declutter.
You heard how he assumed that your emails are saved in the trash on your computer. She had the computer for 4 years, so she's got to have like all the trash emails
on
there.
She's never gotten rid of anything on her computer.
Okay.
It's just like loaded up.
All right, so I want to get to that in a second. I would like to point out to Kimmy's point, if there is anyone that should not give technology advice in the world, it's you.
Yeah, you got to clean it out. Duh, Pat. Clean it out. Just it.
Starting to smell.
In general.
Laptop's starting to smell. You got to clean it out.
You know,
I'm like
that
the top
stuff.
Tech guy in the house.
That's impossible.
It is. We're very low tech.
Okay. So wait, was she able to find what she was looking for?
Yeah, we found it.
Did you walk her through?
It wasn't like the end of the world. We found it.
Did Tommy Tech walk her through it?
She found it. I didn't find it.
Okay. All right. So you bring up the cleaning out the email.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this. The phone number is 252-WBCMF, 252-9263. You delete every email you get?
Hey, when I'm done with it, yeah. Because I go through it. None of it's relevant, or I got to save it, and I'm gone. Right,
Kimmy, do you delete emails?
Yeah, I'll clean it out sometimes. If like there's one that I just, especially if I automatically know that's nothing I need, I don't even open it. I just delete it.
That's 90% of what I get.
Okay.
But when it comes to like the trash folder, or the spam folder, I don't even touch that. I don't open that.
Okay.
That just sits there.
I think you are the weirdo, not your wife.
Okay.
Because I have never deleted an email in my life.
Ever?
I save everything.
So you got to have like thousands in there. Why?
Right now I have in my.
Because you couldn't even find what you're looking for at this point.
Yeah, there's a search bar. You just type the first line. That's why I save everything.
All right.
You didn't know there was
I wouldn't even know what to call it anymore. Like, if I had to look for
something
that was
like. You could
look
up certain words, and it'll find it in the email. Like, if you're looking for a doctor's appointment, you type in your doctor's name.
Yeah, but he knows that.
You know how many doctors I go see? I got 17 doctors.
They all have the same name?
Yeah. You know their names, right?
I got 17 Dr. Steves.
Yeah, they're all named Mike.
No, well, I don't understand why people delete emails. First of all, like every email service now allows you to save like millions of emails because there's so much space.
Yeah.
You're going to need that. I'm afraid if I delete something like your wife, which by the way, terrible advice you gave her. Terrible advice.
I have not yet in my life needed an email from 5 years ago. Oh my God.
Oh, I have. Especially
why?
Work ones. You know how like they'll send you like step-by-step instructions on how to do stuff?
No, he doesn't.
No, I do not.
I'll save those, and like I'm pretty sure the one that I refer to, like if we're putting in like vacation or something, I go all the way back to that email because I forget every time how to do it.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Not to mention the saving correspondence, especially for work with other coworkers, is very important because I don't want to get gaslighted by somebody that told me to do something or asked me to do something and goes, "Well, I never said that." Poof. No, actually, here is the email.
Here's my receipt.
There is nothing. Kimmy, more satisfying than when you forward that email back going, you mean like this right here? Gotcha! And you can't do that.
But I also don't really correspond with anybody here.
Understood. I just don't get why you feel the need to delete the stuff.
I hate clutter, and like I don't want to open up my emails and like I gotta scroll through like 20 or 30 of these things. I just want it gone.
You and my dad are the same person. My dad deletes texts. Like,
why?
He doesn't like.
I also do that.
He doesn't like having too many.
Yeah.
Like, Dad, I sent you the address already. He goes, I deleted it.
Yeah, I did. I did the same thing.
Why did you do that?
Flipping and flipping and flipping. I hate flipping.
But when you get
well, you got to clean out to save space. I don't know what space he thinks he's saving.
You need space.
Yeah.
No, when you say it on like flipping and flipping, your new texts are on the top.
Yeah,
you don't have to flip it and flip it. It's right there.
I get them all out of there.
On the top. Phew. You guys, is that a generation?
Maybe, but it's weird though because again, like nobody told you to do that.
No, I just figured
you're
supposed
it.
To. Well, it's an option. Obviously, they want you to do it.
No.
Yeah. Well, it says delete.
I've never heard anybody in my life tell me you have to delete emails.
You should.
Why?
I don't know.
I do delete like in
cleans the phone out. Makes it run faster.
Yeah, I forgot all those emails saved on the hard drive.
I will go through and delete on my personal email. I get. Sometimes, like, if you sign up for, like, a rewards system or something, like, they'll email you multiple times a day. I just delete all that
stuff. Oh, yeah.
Stuff.
No, I save all that, too.
Really?
Yeah. No, you save
it drives
Apple.
Me nuts to, like, go through it.
Like, I have business emails, like advertising emails from companies that haven't existed in, like, 7 years, like, sitting in my email.
You still getting, like, Chase Pickin' deals?
Yeah, I got a pretty sweet bucket out of it, bro. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy's wife trying to find an email yesterday at home on her laptop. Tommy, the genius that he is, oh, you got too many emails. You go, get rid of them.
Clean it out.
Clean it out. She does exactly she does exactly what he says, loses everything, and he goes, what'd you do? But I'm trying to figure out why you would need to delete emails when there's not like a limited amount you need to use. Let's talk to Jim. He's on CMF. Hey, Jimmy. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, guys. It's not generational because I am a Tommy with texts and emails, and my wife is the opposite. She's got like 8 million emails that she can search. I can't stand it. My inbox has got to have like 6 things that I know I'm leaving there to remind me to do something, and the rest are gone.
All right. How old are you, Jimmy?
I'm 57. So
okay, it is a generational thing. You're not that much younger, Jim. I'm sorry.
You didn't listen to the very first part.
My wife is
the opposite and has 7 million, and she is 57.
He is 57, okay. But so here's the thing. Tommy's wife, also his age, has all the emails. Maybe it's a generational gender
thing. Because guys don't like clutter.
Receipts? I've been burned so many times, my wife will be like, well, take it back. You got the receipt. And I'm like, no, I threw that out when I was leaving the store.
I just save the thing.
No, I don't save receipts.
I don't save receipts. I don't save instructions. I open it up, trash the box.
Oh, my God.
This is the thing.
Not even while you're building this
I don't even look at the instructions.
Oh, my God.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I'll look at the instructions, but once they're done, the owner's manual and everything is gone. I can find it online.
I get the gist. This goes like this. This goes like that. It's done.
It's a table. It doesn't need an owner's manual kicking around.
By the way, he doesn't just find it online. He finds it online.
It's all online.
Tell all the cool cats are saying online. Online!
No, I actually, where I work, you know, there's a ton, just like you, there's a ton of inner office emails and stuff, and I just can't, you know. I've got one folder marked Kool-Aid. That I'll put all the bullshit in.
Jimmy, you can't curse, buddy. What are you doing?
No, I said that word.
You're on the radio. You're not talking. I'm live! Jimmy, thanks, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. There goes delete it all, Jimmy. There was a point I was going to make, and I totally lost it. It's gone.
You got it. I lost it.
It's over. It's finished.
Online.
It starts right now. Paul's writing us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF. The easiest way to get at us. Paul writes, I'm sorry, I just lost it. I've got 65,000 unread emails in my inbox. I've never had an issue searching for one that I've needed.
65,000.
I think that when I say it's a generational thing, I feel like, Kimmy, we were like instructed to hoard everything about our computer, save absolutely every little thing. Because I'll take it a step further.
Yeah, but we also destroyed our computers by doing that. So you would think we would have the opposite take.
Well, but the computers now are so much better than the computers that we were downloading porn on in our parents'
music,
kitchens with.
Anything, or just simply saving too much. So all the pictures that you uploaded from every time you went out.
Yeah, you're right about that. So I'll take it a step further. On my desktop here at work right now, we have a show sheet every day. Let's what we're going to do for this.
Yeah.
I have every show we've ever done since 2016 saved on my desktop every single day individually.
Every day.
So every show, if you wanted to reference what we talked about on every show we've ever done since 2016, I can find it for you and show you what we did.
And then go outside and shoot yourself.
Oh my God.
It comes in handy.
All right.
But I'm saying, like.
But that's all right. That's work stuff.
No, but like.
Well, it is satisfying, though, when you do find that thing. You're like, I knew I should have held on to this.
Yeah, yes. I mean, that's the whole thing. I just want to look smart the one time.
A year you need to do that.
But, there are times where we'll talk about, someone in the public eye has some kind of issue, and I can go, wait a minute, I think we talked about
this.
What's the furthest back, though, you've ever had to go?
I don't know, because I just search in the bar and then click on whatever the show is. But, yeah, it helps us recall things.
Okay.
That's why we're such a well-informed show.
But I don't need to do that at home with a bunch of junk.
I think you do. You obviously do, because now your wife didn't have anything. And I promise you,
right.
There are things you should have kept that would have saved you money, time, headaches that you absolutely deleted.
I'm still here. I'm fine. I found my way to work. I'm good.
Barely.
Yeah, but I got here.
You were late today.
I was a little late.
You're 4 minutes late.
Yeah. Well, he just came from his cult meeting. That's why I was a little late today.
Folks.
What's wrong with my outfit?
Kimmy, we're... Look. We're better than that. If you're going to do the cult joke, you got to pick a specific cult.
Please improve. Let me know.
I'll put on some glasses. You could do a little Jim Jones.
Thank you. See? There you go. Thank you. That's how you do the cult joke.
And we already had a Kool-Aid reference.
Oh, good point.
You know where you found that out?
Where?
Online! Carrie Ann writing us on Instagram. Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Again, we're talking about Tommy's wife saves all of her emails. Needed to find one last night. Tommy, cool guy, tech Tommy. He's like, why don't you delete all of it like I do? Well, she lost everything.
Yeah.
Tommy's like, whoa, how is this my fault? Carrie Ann writes, okay, new take. Are deleting emails / text an OCD thing, not a generational thing?
Well, I am OCD. So that's probably because I do this with everything.
Yeah, you throw everything away, physically and online.
See, Ari, she's back. She's back, baby. No, look, I get the clutter around the house.
I hate it.
Why that would trigger your OCD, you know, space.
Because you see it all the time.
Exactly. But with the emails, you're not taking any space
but
away.
But I know they're there. They're like internet weeds. And I just want to pluck them and throw them out.
But it's got to be a battle in your head because I would also think being OCD means you don't want to lose any of that information.
I don't mind losing.
All right.
He's been losing his whole life. Kids never want a damn thing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Good music has no expiration date.
True.
You could argue that the Stones are just as popular today as they were in 1969.
Mm-hmm.
Metallica is still selling out arenas and stadiums like they were in the late 80s or early 90s. It stays.
Yeah.
It sticks. And new, younger people find this music and they carry on the legacy. But it turns out there are some genres that don't have that staying power.
Okay.
And I guess when you break it down, it makes sense that this might be one of those genres.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So over the weekend in Chicago, Lollapalooza, the annual music festival.
Yeah.
It's been going for like 30 years
30
now,
years.
Man. Maybe longer than that. And Lollapalooza is just a cornucopia of every kind of music genre. Modern, past. I believe they had their first country artist ever.
Okay.
Was it Luke Combs who performed at Lollapalooza?
Luke Combs.
I think. Maybe. I could be wrong. But as part of the Lollapalooza festivities, a band that you probably haven't heard about in a very long time, but a classic, Korn performed at Lollapalooza.
This is the one time you're actually improving a tune.
So, I mean, Korn, their heyday was late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah, quick run.
But they were huge.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
People forget when Korn and those other metal rap bands, I guess rock rap bands hit, it was a massive explosion. Mm. So their performance at Lollapalooza was a little bit underwhelming.
Oh.
Not the band's performance. They sold out.
The reaction.
The folks in the crowd are just staring and in confusion at what Korn is doing on the stage.
Oh. They just weren't doing it for him?
Well, it looks like most of the crowd is Gen Z and Gen Alpha. All right. Right?
So they're like, what is this?
They're not into it. Yeah. They're not into the show. And there are several videos from the stage of like Korn performing, looking at the audience, and everyone's just like, what?
They're just staring at him?
And
well, they weren't like, there were no mosh pits like there used to be, no people like bleeding in the crowd. It's probably better this way.
But Kimmy, this video that has been circulating online of people just like staring at Korn like, okay.
Like, did they have their phones out and that's why they weren't really reacting? Or was it just, I don't understand this kind of vibe?
It doesn't look like they were into it.
Okay.
But these videos that are circulating from Lollapalooza has elder millennials and younger Gen Xers furious that the younger generation does not get what Korn is trying to do.
Yeah. Well, you got to figure to like a 20-year-old kid in that crowd, that's tough music to pull off with an old guy on stage.
Because how old Jonathan is, Davis?
How old are those guys in Korn? They've
because
be
like
in their
to 50s? That 20-year-old kid, that guy's ancient, right? Okay. And he's singing music that you need a lot of energy. And I'm not saying like they weren't bringing the energy, but like to somebody in their 20s, like that's just going to look like an old guy up there.
Okay, so Jonathan Davis, lead singer of Korn, is 54.
Yeah.
But I would counter that. Like Iggy Pop has played Lollapalooza not that far, and he's
But that guy has always been a weirdo.
Show, yeah.
Not like
Iggy,
Korn.
No, but Iggy Pop is way weirder than Korn. I mean, Iggy Pop is like more of an art.
Well, it's different shades of weird.
Yeah, but I mean, he's like, really? He was like groundbreakingly weird.
No, I agree with you, but I think
when you take a dump on stage, that's a closer.
I think you are forgetting
how,
what's the word I'm looking for? Nobody had ever heard anything like this before when Korn and Limp Bizkit and bands
Like Limp Bizkit was like the band that like pushed this?
It was Korn and Limp Bizkit. Oh, I would argue they were 1A, 1B, not one together. All right, so here's the thing. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. And not only am I talking to you Gen Z and Gen Alpha folks, to all of you millennials and younger Gen Xers, this is going to hurt.
What's that?
But I think it has to be said. It makes sense that Korn, Limp Bizkit, rap, rock, metal thing did not age well.
Yeah.
In fact, I would argue that is the music that aged the worst of any genre over the last 50 years.
Okay.
Well, yeah, because you probably don't listen to it yourself. Not that when you tune in, you don't like it, but it's not in your regular rotation for most people who grew up with it.
When I was growing up with that music, I loved that music.
Yeah. But it died.
I had all of that. I had all the albums. Tommy, I had the Follow the Leader Korn t-shirt where it's got a little girl like running off a cliff.
Oh.
And I remember like I was like 13 and I put it on. I'm like, yeah, man.
I'm so cool.
People don't get me. Like, I'm going to freak out the squares, man. Check me out, man. I have not listened to Korn, Limp Bizkit. And like when I listen to it.
But it doesn't pop up anywhere. It doesn't pop up in ads, anything, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, what are you going to advertise with that?
So you can't. You're never going to get a refresher on it.
Unless like it gets used in TikTok videos or something
could
like that.
Be. That's usually what really revives some of that music.
But I'll go further. I'm sorry, Kim. I don't mean to cut you off. When I hear those songs, because I loved them. I know every word.
Yeah.
I feel embarrassed that I like that music. And I don't know what that says about me.
It doesn't have the cool factor.
It's not
anymore.
Cool.
Yeah.
And it's the only genre of music I liked from the past that I hear back now and I think, like, why did you like that?
I wonder what percentage of people who loved Korn and those bands back in the day, like, did they pass that down to their kids?
Well, but here's the thing. Like, Korn, it wasn't that long ago. They headlined a show at the Blue Cross Arena.
Yeah.
And I think it sold well. So it's not like Korn fans don't still exist.
Yeah. Right?
It's just for whatever reason, this music did not transcend generations.
Okay. Well, not every music does, right?
Name me a genre that didn't. Exactly. Mm. Like every other genre, you can think of a band where it's like the next generation or two was like, oh, I'm into them. Even disco, for God's sake.
Well, disco had hang. It kind of went away, then it came back, and it's used in ads.
Yeah, I was going to say, it became good commercial music. Yeah,
but it's not just you. My daughters love ABBA.
So is punk still around? Like the original punk, you know, like of that early 80s?
But you're talking like the Ramones and like Rancid and Black Flag? Yeah, I mean, yeah, it that's got hang time.
Okay.
It's stuck. I mean, that's just it. You can't think of another show. Like even, you know, Elvis.
Elvis was brown.
Jerry Lee Lewis and stuff like that still pops up.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like that's, it might be the
that
only,
rockabilly, yeah.
Yeah. Like Brian Setzer Orchestra and the Cherry Papa Daddies. Like they brought it back in the 90s and the early 2000s.
Well,
like
that music also used in movies, TV shows that lived on too.
This stuff you can't use for anything.
I can't think of something that I've seen this
in a party.
Or heard it in.
Okay, so why? All right, so it's the sound of it.
It's just kind of abusive on your ears. It is.
You sound like such an old
like,
man.
Like, I wouldn't want to wake up to that. I wouldn't want to, like, drive in my car to that.
I could see people doing that on their way. Like
to murder somebody.
Bro,
blow up a building.
We play music that is dark and brooding and scary.
But
Ozzy,
it has a rhythm. But it has a rhythm to it.
Could
it
be on some workout playlist.
Rhythm?
All right, here. Okay, again, we're talking about Korn. They performed at Lollapalooza over the weekend in Chicago, and for whatever reason, the younger crowd was not getting into this. Because this thing was on stage.
All right, I can definitely play bass to this.
Okay, how is. Look, there's rhythm. When you
barely
talk about dark and brooding.
Yeah.
How is this different than Ozzy or Sabbath? I'm not putting it on the same musical talent. I'm saying this. How is it different? Okay, this is different. I forgot about this part. Oh, you can pull it down. I'm getting embarrassed.
Okay. I'm taking a pass on this.
No, I'm just saying, how is Paranoid any different than that?
Apparently, people don't love Ozzy, but Ozzy was a showman. Ozzy put on a complete show. This is just guys screaming.
Korn
and having like
they
choking.
Do put on a show.
Korn puts on a show.
It's like, yeah, of choking.
But part of Korn's show, though, at least back in the day, I mean, they played off the crowd. Like, the crowd almost was doing the same stuff the people on the stage were doing.
But that crowd doesn't have the
energy.
It
was just like, it brought up the energy as a whole. And I think if the crowd's not into it, it's just not going
to
work.
You imagine a bunch of 54-year-old guys trying to, like, get crazy in the crowd now.
No, but I imagine that's who's going to the shows at, like, the
point.
But that's
what
also makes
ain't no energy in the room.
Yeah.
All right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. The Korn fans have come to the defense of Korn. And here, I'm not saying Korn sucks. I'm not saying Korn sucks. I'm saying for some reason this genre did not travel to the next generation like all the other genres have. Michael writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, Korn is a very underrated band. They are one of those bands that changed the sound of music. Okay, what band came after them where it's like, oh, that's a Korn influence? There's a little bit of Korn in there.
Yeah. You got to pick through it.
And as we were talking about other genres that didn't survive, Hambone makes a great point.
What's
here.
That?
He said ska died off way faster than nu metal, and that's still going strong in the underground world.
Ska?
Yeah. The horns?
Yeah. It's the only time I never liked horns. I love horns.
What's wrong with ska?
I just never did it for me.
No?
I couldn't figure out what the point.
What do you mean, what's the point?
You're doing reggae, you're trying to do like calypso music in New Orleans?
Yeah,
what is it?
It's a combination of
stuff. It's the worst.
What?
It just didn't hit me.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Some things just didn't hit you, you know.
Jeff is really mad at me.
What do you say?
He writes us, Duffy on WCMF. He says, go back to PXY. Your take on this is horrible. I'm not the kids at Lollapalooza. What do you want from me, man? I got eyes. I'm looking at what happens here. I mean, there is music that everyone outgrows, right?
Well, yeah, you just let it go.
I'm sorry.
It doesn't mean you don't still appreciate it.
And I spent a lot of money on these bands.
Yeah, you helped them out a lot.
I did. I bought all the albums. I bought the T-shirts. I wanted to go to the Family Values Tour. My mom wouldn't let me go. It's a very dangerous tour for me in seventh grade to be at. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about genres that didn't survive.
Yeah.
Didn't make it to the next generations. Chris, he's got a take. He's on CMF. Hey, Chris, how are you, buddy?
Good, how you doing? My take is pretty much grunge died out. It had a short life, and that's it. You don't hear any of those bands now. No one follows them. They don't tour. What do you think about that?
Okay, well, I mean, Nirvana can't tour, but Dave Grohl became a music superstar, but I guess that's not really grunge. I mean, you still have, like, Soundgarden. Pearl Jam's huge.
It had a short life, but it had a big influence. Is that
fair
to say?
I don't think that they're transcending to the generations now. I don't think young kids listen to them.
Huh. Hmm. thoughts? Okay, well, I don't know. I'm looking at you.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how a Gen Z kid would react to like a Pearl Jam concert.
Well, it's also hard to tell, Chris, because like again, like I see kids wear Nirvana T-shirts, but I don't know if they're wearing them because they like Nirvana or if because it's like trendy to wear that T-shirt. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, I hear you.
All right. I don't know, Chris.
Thank you.
Where do you come down on corn? That's a big question, Chris.
You know, I like them. I'm the heavy metal. I'm 53. I've always been the heavy metal thrash band, so I listen to them. I've not seen them live recently, but I still listen to them a little bit.
And it didn't look like, I'll be honest, Chris, like you being the metal guy that you are.
Yeah.
Tommy, they were doing the show was good. It's not like they were mailing in the show. Okay, right. It's just so the kids were just confused.
Yeah. And I think Kimmy said, you know, they're looking at a bunch of old guys on stage. It's not doing it for them.
How dare you talk about Chris like that? Chris, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. There goes 53-year-old Thrasher Crew.
Yeah, that would bother me if I'm working with a Chris and he's into that kind of music still. That would be like, what?
Why?
It doesn't match up.
Why?
Your braided belt and your...
I think that kind of makes you
deck
cooler,
shoes
though.
And...
No, you're not. If you
going off to, you know, Olive Garden on a Saturday night and you're listening to that.
Nobody that listened to Korn is wearing a braided belt right now.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not. You keep that studded belt. That's like your rebellious thing with your shirt and tie.
With your khakis?
Yeah. Khakis, studded belt. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Jerry. Hey, Jerry, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good, man. What's up?
All right. Hey, the thing that tied me and my kids together as far as music, I grew up on rap and everything, but I'm from the 70s, rock band. All the video games, the guitar things, where you have to introduce new music to your kids, it transcends till this day when we're walking through the mall or stores and you hear an old song and they're like, Daddy, remember this song? And you're like, yeah, we played it on Rock Band, where it was introducing the video games and that's what kind of tied it all together, where you have to introduce your kids to, you know, new songs somehow.
No, I'm with you. I mean, that's how I got my youngest into Rush, Rage Against the Machine, and Blue Oyster Cult. Because I was really good at Godzilla on Rock Band. Godzilla.
But is it better to introduce your...
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Is it better to introduce your kids to the music? Or let them go find their own music.
No, don't let them find. Their music sucks. No. You can't let them go find it. It sucks.
Yeah, I cannot relate to their music nowadays, but they could go back in time to mine. I can't fast forward into their crap, what they listen to now.
Okay, hold on. Now, now you're being close-minded.
There's got to be some stuff, though, that you can't deny is
doesn't
catchy.
Sound like it.
I do find that there are some of the stuff my daughters listen. My daughter, I told you. Like I don't...
Every now and then, even my parents would find something that they're like, I kind of like this stuff.
Jerry, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. No, I am ashamed, too. Like, Sabrina Carpenter, she's like a mother.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, I love Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah, but her music's really good.
Okay, and you say that, though, because it's catchy.
It's good.
You sound like a bitch.
I also like Lizzo.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you're allowed to say that anymore.
I'm going to say it.
Oh!
I stand behind my Lizzo. That chick has got talent.
Well, no, she's...
And she's got balls. Like, the way she performs... Like, goddamn, man. I wish I had a tenth of that confidence.
Amen, brother. Speaking of, we'll finish it up with this. Yeah. Angry old man. Mm-hmm. Message is coming in. Kyle writes us, Duffy and WCMF. I'm going to say it the way I assume he's writing it. Okay, you ready? Kids today are confused by literally everything. Of course, they wouldn't be able to comprehend something as badass as corn.
You don't get it, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You're going to go to work today?
Yeah.
You're going to work with a bunch of different people.
Mm.
But one person in this room believes that there could be someone that's going to stand out.
Okay.
And maybe it's not the job you've had now, but at some point in your work life, you've worked with someone who just doesn't belong.
Yeah.
Someone who is better than what you do. Someone who is too smart for the job.
Okay.
You hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF, believe it or not.
What happened?
Today is the last day of Bills training camp at St. John Fisher University. First Bills game, home game, preseason, Saturday, 1 o'clock, a game you can listen to live right here on 96.5 WCMF. And that means, Kimmy, the rookies are almost done with their first training
camp. Oh, yeah.
One of those rookies, his name is Jackson Hawes. You familiar?
Jackson what?
Jackson Hawes.
Hog?
H-A-W-E-S.
Okay.
Hawes.
Hawes.
He's a tight end. He's been getting great reviews from all the coaching staff. And he's one of two Ivy League players that were drafted in April. Before he finished his career at Georgia Tech for a season, he got his undergrad in economics at Yale University.
Damn.
This dude is super smart.
Yeah.
And they did a big profile on him about a week ago on News 8. Kimmy, you saw this profile.
Yep.
And when you saw this Ivy League economic educated man out there playing football, it got you thinking.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking like, I mean, this guy could really do anything, right? Like, he's luckily good at football, so he gets to pursue that dream. But if football didn't work out, I think he's going to be just fine. Like, he is almost, like, too smart for the job at hand. And I was just thinking of, like, the people that I've worked with in the past that I was always like, what are you doing here? You know?
Yeah.
So you believe that everyone has worked with someone that is too smart for the job.
Yeah, where it just doesn't line up. Like, how did you end up here?
Would you agree with her?
Oh, yeah. There's always that one person like, why are you doing this?
Yeah.
You don't need, I know why I am here. Why are you here?
Okay. Wow, you know? That's a very humble thing for you to say.
Well, I've had a lot of low jobs, man.
Okay. Kimmy?
Yeah.
I get where you're coming from. But I don't think it ever works out the way that you're describing it. Because it feels like, and if I'm wrong, I want you guys to tell me. When someone you work with is super smart.
Yeah.
You don't give them the credit for being super smart. You look for a reason to tear them down.
Like, something must have happened, right? There's got to be a story here why you're doing this.
Bingo.
Right, but you still recognize that they're smart.
Ah, do you? Okay, you might. You might. I am looking at the man across from me.
What happened?
Oh, Tommy, let's say someone has a degree here from some really impressive school.
Okay.
Right? Are you impressed by that?
Oh, yeah.
Or are you laughing that they're in the same spot you are? Ah, there you go.
What'd you do, bro?
There you go. You don't respect the place they came from. You resent them because they had opportunities you did not have.
Yeah.
Right? In your head, talking junk about them with other coworkers.
You boned it.
You look for reasons that you are better at your job than they are at their job. All the hard work you put in. All that knowledge. Don't mean jack squat in the real world. Man!
Gonna unload that truck, college.
How many guys on work sites are named college? What's up, college?
Hey, genius. Hey, professor. Why don't you move that lumber?
252-WCMF. Am I wrong?
Oh, no.
I mean, Kimmy, you're willing to admit that someone is better, smarter, has a potentially brighter future than you do?
Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking of a specific example. Like, there were times, like, where I'd have So I would work like a summer job where there was a bunch of part-timers, but then you'd work with like a few like older part-timers. And this one woman that managed a bunch of us part-timers, she was probably, now looking back on it, she's probably like in her late 20s. But I remember thinking, because this one kid that I worked with, he would bring in like, he was taking classes and he would bring in like calculus, like advanced calculus stuff that he would like struggle with. And she would help him do it.
Oh.
And I'm just like,
goddamn.
How did you end up at this job if you're this good at math? You know what I mean? It was a job that required no brain cells.
Okay.
But she, I mean, it wasn't a bad job, but I was just thinking like, you're a pretty smart person. And I just wonder how you ended up here managing a bunch of idiots doing a part-time job.
Kimmy is so mature and forward-thinking and kind and gentle.
Oh, yes.
All right, well, I
think it more because it was surprising.
Okay, I understand where you're coming from. I understand where you're coming from. And you argued that, you know, every job you work, there's going to be someone that you're impressed by their intelligence, right?
Or surprised by it. You just didn't know that they had that kind of background.
All right. Well, then there's a way to figure out if Kimmy's telling the truth.
Okay.
All right. Again, 252-WCMF. We're talking about this kid. His name's Jackson Hawes. He's a tight end for the Bills draft pick this year. He went to Yale, has a degree in economics.
Big college, buddy.
And he's playing football. And Kimmy looks at him and goes, he's too smart for the job. And Kimmy argued everybody has someone at their work they look at and they go, they're too smart for the job. All right. So, Kimmy, we have about 10 on-air personalities in this building.
Yeah.
Right. Moose, Breezy, Spisano, Sandy, Hope, TJ, Billy, Kid, Tommy, and myself. Name the one person who amazes you with their intelligence.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm going to say zero.
When I was thinking of this, I wasn't thinking of this job specifically. I was thinking of jobs that I've had where I couldn't wait to get out of those jobs.
All right.
And I didn't know why somebody would suffer. I get why you'd want to have this job, no matter what level of education you've accomplished.
Okay. No, it's a fair, fair statement. All right, I'll ask you. You agreed with her up front.
Yeah.
Moose, Breezy, Spisano, Sandy, Hope, TJ, Billy Kid, Tommy, and I. Which one amazes you with their intelligence?
It would have to be me. None of them.
Shut up.
Man, none of them.
You don't think any of those
people? They're all built for, everybody that is here right now is built for radio.
Okay.
Completely.
All right, let me ask you a different question.
And they're all holding on for dear life.
We're all holding on for dear life, man. All right, let me ask you this. I want Kimmy to be present for this, right? Of all of those people I just named, Moose, Breezy, Spisano, Sandy, Hope, TJ, Billy Kid, myself, and Kimmy, how many do you think are smarter than you?
Smarter than me? Like smart ass? Or smart.
No, look, whatever you look at is smart.
Well, I don't have much education.
No, well, look, sometimes, you know, what was it, Mark Twain that said, I never let school get in the way of my education? Education does not
I like that. Did he write that down? I hope.
Somewhere. Are any of those people smarter than you?
Yeah, I'm sure they are. But I also know I could get one over on them.
Oh, no, you don't think they're smarter.
I think I could put them down faster than they could put me down.
Kimmy, do you think there are more than three people that I just named that we work with that are smarter than you?
Yeah, I mean, they have more life experience.
Ooh, you just could say they're old, busted. Yeah, you old, busted woman. Hey, busted old woman. Oh, you old, busted woman. Talking all your crap on the radio.
I think that makes you smart, though.
Well, no, not necessarily. I mean,
that just means you've been around longer.
You want to believe, Kimmy, I'm with you. You want to believe that age brings wisdom, right? But there are some people we meet where it's like, what the hell happened? What, you've been living under a rock?
Yeah.
So you think?
Well, it could go either way. I don't know what you're saying.
So many smart people. I can't name them.
Okay,
right
because
now.
as much as we crush Tommy for not graduating high school, think that like in his lifetime he did take interest in things, and he read a few books. Put it that way.
Well, he read one book, and then
he read them all.
He read them all. Look what you just did. Do
kind
you
of
know
a Renaissance man, really, who dresses like a cult leader.
I can't believe you just did that.
I do. I think he.
Tommy, up here.
I think he's learned things along the way.
I learned some stuff.
He doesn't even know how to delete emails without deleting all the emails. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Bab. Hey, Bob, how are you, buddy?
So I have a theory, right? You said this kid is super smart, went to Yale.
Yep.
What if his plan is to make a couple of million dollars in the NFL, you know, in like 4 or 5 years, and then just dip and invest and, you know, retire at like 35.
Wait, hold on, hold on, hold on. What if his plan is the obvious one?
Well, no, I mean, look, to Bob's credit, there have been examples of that before. I believe his name was Myron Roll. He was offered a Rhodes scholarship after he graduated. He played football for a couple of years, then went and did that, and he's now a surgeon.
Well, look at your boy Fitzpatrick.
Well, but he played forever.
But that guy has an Ivy League degree in business, I believe, or finance.
He's got smart business finance.
But he's like, he studied money.
But he's
like a money manager.
Yeah, yeah, but Bob is saying,
I think what he did was, Pat, he made a lot of money in football, all right?
Uh-huh.
Stay with me here. This is going to get complicated. And then he made it work for him.
What Bob is suggesting is having a shorter than average career on purpose.
Yeah, okay.
And then going and doing your thing, right, Bob?
Exactly.
Okay.
Bob, gotcha, Bobby.
Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good
day. Save your money, Bobby.
If I am his parents, I would be pissed. Because so Yale doesn't, Ivy League schools don't give out athletic scholarships.
Yeah, so you pay.
Exactly. I don't know what a Yale undergrad costs.
Could it be half a mil?
Maybe. It might be what he makes his entire first season after taxes in the NFL.
But think about that, though. You got it all back in a year.
But you may also be able to do that with some of the finance jobs you'd get coming out of Yale.
Yeah.
And you'll also have, a couple of concussions under your belt.
By the way, I would also argue, Kimmy, and I get where you're coming from. I just don't think that most of us are mature enough to admit that that person's smarter than me. I would argue being smart doesn't always work to your advantage at a job. Because not too many people like new ideas, which smart people will bring.
True.
Right? No boss wants to be threatened by someone that has the potential to take their job down the line, which a really smart person could do. And if you were a really smart person, you'd have to know in most situations in jobs like ours, for example, your intelligence is being wasted.
Well, let me ask you this. So let's say you think they're going to move on at some point.
Yeah.
And you're stuck at the gig you got. Like, this is going to be your gig for life. You're going to really resent that person.
Yep.
Because they have the opportunity and probably will move on to bigger and better things, knowing you're going to be here for the next 15 to death. And you're gonna not like that person, because we had a kid that was answering phones for us on the old show, and you know him well.
Yeah.
And he was studying to work at with nuclear power. Mm-hmm. So he one day he was doing his homework, and while he's answering phones for Wheeze, and this homework looked like a joke. It didn't even look like homework. It was just numbers and charts and graphs. I go, there's no way you know what all this means. And he did. And now he's a big shot.
So you don't like him?
I like the kid.
No,
but
you just said you will not like that guy. And then you tell this story, very detailed story of a man who knows exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Him.
But I like the kid.
I like him fine. He's fine.
He's a little smug, but I like the kid. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you just know, like, that person has a future better than yours.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I agree with you.
And you're going to resent that.
I agree with you.
Well, I mean, take coworker out of it, though. Don't you? I think we all know somebody who is a really, really smart person, highly educated, that chose to pursue a passion instead of, like, what they
music,
went to school for. Music. Like,
art.
Something in, like, the arts, which, like...
We know a guy who started a banjo band.
Yeah, but I mean, it always surprises me, because I'm like, you could do anything, and you pick the tougher path.
But that's what they wanted.
I guess.
They got a taste for it.
We'll wrap it up with this.
What's that?
Because again, Kimmy, I don't think your take is bad.
No.
I just think that, okay. How about this?
Mm-hmm.
Of all the people we work with on air,
that
we just talked about before, Moose, Breezy, Spizzano, Sandy, Hope, TJ, Billy, Kid, Tommy, and I. Kimmy, who's the smartest on-air personality in the building?
Ooh.
At their job?
No. Smartest. Because we're not talking about jobs here. We're talking about the most intelligent.
Okay.
I think Hope down the hall is pretty smart.
Look at this pandering ass. She's new. I don't want to hurt her feelings.
I do. You talked to
her. She's a goddamn rookie. What's she know?
No, I'll tell you, because she knows everybody else. She knows she can bust their balls and they're not going to get hurt. She said Hope because she doesn't want to hurt Hope's feelings.
She's the new kid.
I do. You don't think Hope's smart?
Oh, no. I think Hope's brilliant. I think everybody is smarter than me. Everybody. Uh-huh. I'm the dumbest person here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.